Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Diana Plazas, who is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer for Marriott International for Caribbean and Latin America. And we're going to talk to Diana a bit today about what Marriott is doing in that region. It's a lot, believe me, and it's a lot in the luxury space too, obviously. So we're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Diana, how are you and where are you?
Thank you, James. Thank you so much for having me. Really honored to be on. I am back in my home in Miami, Florida, after a few days in Mayakoba for...
We were supposed to meet, but unfortunately you had to leave early. And yeah. So we're back to doing Zoom. It's amazing.
Well, wish we could have done it in person, but it was very exciting to have been there at ILCM North America for a few days.
Yeah, I think everybody was excited to be here in person talking to each other. And so far, so good. We haven't had any outbreaks, and I think we're being okay. But here we are on Zoom. And let's talk about Marriott International and what the company is doing in the Caribbean and Latin America today. How many properties do you have in the region? And how many are resorts versus hotels?
Yeah, so we have close to 300 hotels now across the region in over 30 different countries, which is extremely exciting. Out of that 300, about over 20% of them are resorts, and also it's about 20% that are luxury. So there's a little bit of overlap there and between some of those numbers, obviously. But when we look at it, it's close to, it's actually about 30% now getting to resorts, and then 20% that are luxury hotels.
No, absolutely. And you got some fabulous properties down there. And how many of the, you call them all Marriott Bonvoy brands sometimes, I think, and which, you know, using the name for the frequent stay program has become almost a nomenclature for all of Marriott some days. How many brands are represented in the region, especially on the upscale side?
Yeah, so we have 20 of the 30 full brands, but then as it pertains on the luxury side, we have 6 of the 8 with an addition actually coming soon, which will get us to 7 of our luxury and lifestyle brands represented across CALA.
So you got Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis, Luxury Collection, JW Marriott, W Hotels, and now that's news to me that you're going to have an addition.
Yeah, very exciting.
Or an addition. We'll see. It's an addition of an addition. So what are some of the new hotels and resorts? Obviously, this addition that's coming up that Marriott is opening or has recently opened in the region.
Yeah. So we recently opened the St. Regis in Bermuda and the Ritz-Carlton in Turks and Caicos. I got to see the St. Regis Bermuda when it was under construction still about a year and a half ago, and excited to go and visit it soon. And really loved everything that Bermuda has to offer. And most recently, I was at the Ritz-Carlton Turks and Caicos for vacation, which doesn't get to happen often. Well, there was still a little bit of work in between. About 2.5 weeks ago, I was there and fell in love with the island, fell in love with what it has to offer. That beach at Grace Bay is spectacular. And the ladies and gentlemen at the hotel are just so eager to welcome guests, and came from some of our other best resorts. There were so many that came from our Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman, which is really well known for their service and everything that they've established there in Grand Cayman. So seeing so many other faces now in Turks and Caicos was exciting. And in about a month here, we'll be opening our Ritz-Carlton in Mexico City, our first one of that brand in the city. And I'm extremely excited. The location, the views from that hotel, did a hard hat tour about a month and a half ago about that hotel, and just truly going to be the best views of the city. I was talking to one of the travel advisors at ILCM this week, and they had a chance to do a hard hat tour as well, and they confirmed it. They said that it's definitely the best views of Mexico City are going to be from that hotel.
I can understand that. It's going to be amazing. And I'll say that I saw both the St. Regis in Bermuda and the Ritz-Carlton in Turks and Caicos myself when they were under construction. I was staying at another property, obviously, but they both look like great places, and that was a couple of years ago. So congratulations on those. And where is this new addition going to be?
It's actually about 10 minutes north of where you're at right now. I got to visit those construction sites before I joined the ILTM bubble, on Monday, I went and visited our St. Regis and Additioning. Kenai is the name of the area that they're going in. So it's between Cancun and Mayakoba. And they are built on top of the mangroves to protect that part of nature. And just, it's just going to be amazing. The design features, the spaces. The San Regis is going to have something like 12 different restaurants that you can choose from. And it's going to be really, really beautiful to have these two hotels there.
No, and you're building some amazing properties all over, and that certainly sounds like another one. I want to turn the topic a little bit because, you know, these days everybody's talking about how major hotel companies are rapidly expanding into the all-inclusive market. And we've heard big news recently from other major companies. And I know Marriott has it as well. So how is a Marriott approaching the all-inclusive market, especially in the Caribbean and Latin America?
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey the past 18 months, especially as we announced in February of this year our partnership with Blue Diamond Resorts that added about 20 new all-inclusive hotels to our portfolio, where our Marriott Bonvoy members can now go earn and redeem their points for an all-inclusive stay. The way that we're approaching it is that we've selected 8 of our brands within the portfolio that we felt had a great option of going into the all-inclusive space, and then making those right tweaks that make sense for that leisure traveler that wants an all-inclusive experience, but also for somebody that may be a Westin person, or they may be more of a W type of traveler. So it's making sure that we're extending those brands into the all-inclusive space with the right things, with the right features, with the right services, the right enhancements, but also on the loyalty program side. So it's a few that are coming in that will be joining the portfolio that are new construction, but there's also great additions from a conversion perspective, such as those that are coming in right now into the Autograph Collection from Blue Diamond.
Yeah, and I had totally forgotten about that deal. Shows you how things are changing so quickly. And I wrote about it too. But and then I know about a year ago, maybe more, you also got Elegant Hotels in Barbados, right?
Correct. So with the Elegant portfolio in Barbados, we're working through that right now, and they'll be going through major renovations, and they'll be joining the Autograph Collection in most part of those. So that, because we own those hotels, it's going to give us a great opportunity for us to, again, set up some of those brand elements that we feel are going to be really great for an owner or an investor to go and see, but then also for us to be able to take travel advisors or journalists to go and see them, and kind of our vision for an Autograph All-Inclusive also comes to life in those hotels.
No, and it's great with the Blue Diamond, with the Elegant, and also I understand that you actually have converted some of your existing brands into more all-inclusive options, right?
So those are the 8 brands in the portfolio. We haven't looked at existing hotels right now that would convert into all-inclusive, but our conversations that we're having with plenty of owners. So in some markets, you know, you look at Cancun or Puerto Vallarta that are heavy all-inclusive markets. We do have some traditional hotels that are more on that EP perspective. So we've had conversations with some of those owners about what it would take to convert those to all-inclusive, but none of that has been announced yet.
Well, I can't wait till you get Ritz-Carlton and St. Regis is all-inclusive. That would be great for me. I don't know.
Well, Ritz-Carlton is coming. Ritz-Carlton all-inclusive is one of the brands. And we have quite a bit of interest, actually, from some developers and a potential one opening in the next 5 years.
So. Well, that'll be good to know. And then you have all those other great resorts that you've now acquired. But, yeah, it seems all-inclusives are really hot down here and around, especially in your region, Caribbean and Latin America, obviously. And the major brands are coming in big, and so are you. So that's great news. Now, what are Marriott International's goals sort of going forward in the Caribbean and Latin America? How many hotels and resorts do you expect to have in the next 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, so we're expecting to open quite a few more hotels. And that was part of the great conversations we had a chance to have with some of the advisors this week. We have, for example, St. Regis coming to Jamaica that is going to, that the market needs a really great luxury resort. And what this developer is doing is stunning. He is putting so much of his personal passion for the island into this project. So that's coming to Jamaica. We have some additional Ritz-Carlton Reserves, which are the gem of our portfolio. We have 2 already in our region, but we have quite a few in the pipeline, and one coming up in the Riviera Nayarit, as well as some coming into Costa Rica and other markets. So that is coming as well. truly our goal is to continue to be the destinations that the traveler wants to go to, having the right mixture of the resorts in the luxury portfolio, but then also some that may be in our premium category, and being able to, again, just showcase what our brands have to offer, and in some cases, even bringing them to new destinations. We are opening a W in Gramado in Brazil in the next couple of years as well, mm-hmm. which many Americans may not consider, but trying to put that destination also with a great W on the map. Mm-hmm. We have, let's see, what else do we have under construction right now that is going to be incredibly exciting to open? Their Ocean Club Luxury Collection in Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic will open before the end of this year. And that is going to give us some additional luxury in the Dominican Republic, where today we just have the JW in Santo Domingo, more right. of a business hotel. So now bringing in the Ocean Club is going to be a great addition to that market. So just for us, again, the goal is being in the markets across Caribbean and Latin America that travelers want to go to, and with the expertise and the services and the tradition that our brands bring to it.
No, absolutely. You got a lot going on down here in your region, especially. Now, what else would you like to tell our 90,000 travel advisors out there about what Marriott International has planned in the Caribbean and Latin America? And actually, what were you? You mentioned some of the things you were telling the. I think there are about 250 advisors down here, and you were talking to a lot of them when you were here. What else were you telling them about what's going on with Marriott?
Yeah, it was great to get a chance to talk to them about some of those recent openings. Again, talk to them about Turks and Caicos, Bermuda, upcoming Mexico City. We open a JW in Monterey. We have a JW coming in Guadalajara and Hacienda coming up in Querétaro. So it was great to talk to them about what's recently opened, but then also what's coming up, but also to make ourselves available and just know that as more of their clients are starting to travel again for these travel advisors, they have many questions about whether it's, you know, what are the requirements to get into the market? What am I going to be able to do? What are the safety protocols? Sure. And we've done so much work in that space. We've created a lot of content around travel with peace of mind that we want the travel advisors to be familiar with, to have that information so they can share that also with their customers. And the fact that we're here to support them every step of the way. We are so appreciative of their business. We know that it's been just incredibly difficult years. And again, we're seeing some great upticks. We're seeing a lot of business coming back as it pertains to luxury, and particularly in this leisure side and in many of our destinations. So we want to appreciate everything that they've done, everything that they've gone through, and how we supported each other throughout of it. And keep on traveling, keep supporting our guests as they want to go and discover new places, and keep showcasing what they can do at these great destinations across the Caribbean and Latin America.
Well, certainly travel advisors have been key to bringing us back, as well as all companies like yours and Marriott. And they need all that information, believe me. And trying to negotiate some of my own travels and trying to figure out the testing and everything else. Although I think I've got it down. They said, if you have a PCR test, you fill out the health questionnaire, and you have a vaccination form, I think I can go pretty much anywhere.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Turks and Caicos, I felt like I was going back to school with a lot of the different forms and documents. But at the end of the day, it was so easy, and it just makes you feel so safe when you're going. And again, the fact that the travel advisors are balancing having all those insights for so many places, for the different hotels, all the different amenities that their clients can expect, huge kudos to them. But again, whatever we can do to make it easier for them, that's what we're here to do, to take care of their travelers, take care of their guests when they're coming to our hotels, and make sure that they keep coming again and again.
Absolutely. Now, where can travel advisors go specifically to find out about what Marriott International brands are doing in your region and that you oversee Caribbean and Latin America?
Yeah, so we have all of this information on Marriott.com, great information about the resorts and what they're doing. And every single one of our hotel pages also has great insights that they can find in regards to what's open, what may not be open. Each one of the hotel sites has all of that detail, or contact anybody from my team. Anybody from our team is available to them with any questions. And that's why we're trying to connect with them again this week and good faces together again. And so we've been on Zoom, but in a lot of cases, just being able to reach out to different names as well.
Well, I'm sure it was a great relief to be down here talking in person to all those advisors this past week. I'm sorry you had to go home early. I promise I'm going to go to the beach for half an hour in your honor, and then maybe have a margarita tonight as well. So,
or have a Paloma. They were delicious at the hotel.
That's a good suggestion. I think I'll take you up on that. But I'll have a Paloma instead. They have the final party tonight, and then I'm off myself. But again, it was lovely to see you. Sorry we didn't get to meet in person. But great information on all the things that Marriott International is doing in Caribbean and Latin America. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much, James. Really appreciate your time.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.